We are here today to express our solidarity to the five heroes of the Cuban people who were in the United States to defend the independence of their motherland. We feel a strong solidarity with the Cuban people because we have a similar history of being colonized first by Spain, and at the turn of the century, we were also colonized by the US, by the United States. The Cuban people have been lucky because they were able to liberate themselves from US imperialism and from its local puppet regime in Cuba. But we in the Philippines are still struggling for our own liberation. And because of this, the liberation movement in our country has been labeled a terrorist organization by the number one terrorist in the world today, the United States. In our country today, we have a government that is a puppet of the United States. You know, when George Bush declared his so-called global war on terror, President Arroyo, the Philippine president, also declared her allegiance to this global war on terror because there is a liberation movement that is fighting for national independence, fighting for social justice, fighting against the widespread poverty that is the plight of 80% of our people. So in today's world, it is the real terrorists that are tagging people who want freedom, who are fighting for freedom, who are fighting for democracy. They are being tagged as terrorists. But of the biggest terrorist crimes, it is the only country that has used the atomic bomb to kill hundreds of thousands of people in a matter of seconds. It is now killing thousands more in wars of aggression in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and the victims far outnumber than those killed in 9/11. Our people today face a very brutal enemy, 700 unarmed activists, lawyers, church people have been killed by the regime in our country. And we are asking for solidarity from the people of Europe to fight this dictatorial regime that is now in the Philippines. And we want to thank the 3D5 committee for inviting us to be here and to express our solidarity to the struggle of the Cuban people in the same way that we are struggling for our own independence and democracy in our country. Thank you.
Thank you.